Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel. Today, we're diving into the latest advancements in aerospace manufacturing with the release of Vericut 9.6. What's your first thought, Daniel?
Well, Emma, the integration of AI into manufacturing tools is always exciting. Vericut 9.6 seems to be pushing the envelope with their AI-driven features. I remember their previous versions were already industry standards, so this must be a big leap.
Exactly. The two AI tools they introduced, Vericut Assistant and Vericut Intelligence, seem to be game changers. I see these could really simplify the workflow for machinists.
I see. So the Vericut Assistant is like an in-software guide that answers questions in real time. That sounds like it could drastically reduce training time.
That's right. It's context-aware, so it can help with specific tasks like settings or tool configurations. And then there's Vericut Intelligence, which is a web-based hub providing 24/7 access to AI-powered insights.
Wow, that is so cool. Imagine having instant access to information about Vericut's features from anywhere. This could really boost collaboration across teams.
Definitely, and they didn't stop there. Vericut Reviewer, their free tool for reviewing NC programs, now supports AutoDiff results. The UI has also been improved with HUD status displays and custom hotkeys.
I wonder how these improvements will impact productivity on the shop floor. The PMI data support is another big one. Being able to display 3D product manufacturing information with ISO 10300 3-step AP242 compliance must make documentation much more precise.
It does, and with the turning upgrades, defining driven points more accurately and automatically qualifying tools could lead to faster lathe setups.
Right, they've also streamlined the optimization process. A simplified control window and default tool data should make it easier for users to fine-tune feed rates without getting lost in too many clicks.
Oh, and they expanded support for machine interfaces. Siemens Run My Virtual Machine and FANUC Robot TP language are now part of the extended support. That's got to be a big plus for companies using those systems.
Absolutely, and the CAD/CAM updates with NX auto-loading of stock, fixtures and designs. That's going to save a lot of time in the setup phase.
They've also included new report templates, enhanced machine connectivity, solid model textures, and better tool import from Machining Cloud.
Wow, it sounds like every aspect of the software has been touched. The quote from Gene Granata really sums it up. This isn't just about automation, it's about providing guidance and faster access to knowledge during the verification and optimization process.
I couldn't agree more. These enhancements are not just about making the software more user-friendly, but about empowering machinists to make better decisions quickly.
And for companies in the Northwest Aerospace cluster, this kind of innovation is crucial. It helps maintain our competitive edge in a global market.
Exactly. With Vericut 9.6 now available, it's an exciting time for manufacturers who are looking to streamline their processes and improve efficiency.
I think it's important to mention that Vericut has been an industry standard since 1988. Their commitment to innovation and support is what keeps them at the forefront of the field.
That's right, and with offices in 12 countries and a global network of resellers, they're well positioned to support users worldwide. That's something we should all take note of.
So to wrap up, Vericut 9.6 is a significant upgrade that brings AI into the manufacturing process in a meaningful way. It's not just about the technology, but how it empowers the people using it.
Absolutely. For more information, listeners can visit www.vericut.com/n-gb or contact their local CG Tech representative. Thanks for tuning in, Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. Until next time.